Hey, everybody. My name is Sarah Dibbern. I am one of the DCEs serving at Woodbury Lutheran Church. I get to oversee kids and youth ministry at our Oak Hill campus in Stillwater, Minnesota. And then I am the content creator and social media manager for all of Woodbury Lutheran's platforms. I'm going to start us off by reading a couple of excerpts from Psalm 27. I'm going to read verses 1 through 8, and then I'm going to hop down to verses 13 and 14. And I am reading this out of the CSB, which is the Christian Standard Bible. So starting at verse 1 of Psalm 27, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom should I dread? When evildoers came against me to devour my flesh, my foes and my enemies stumbled and fell. Though an army deploys against me, my heart will not be afraid. Though a war breaks out against me, I will still be confident. I have asked one thing from the Lord. It is what I desire, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, gazing on the beauty of the Lord and seeking him in his temple. For he will conceal me in his shelter in the day of adversity. He will hide me under the cover of his tent. He will set me high on a rock. Then my head will be high above my enemies around me. I will offer sacrifices in his tent with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Lord, hear my voice when I call. Be gracious to me and answer me. My heart says this about you. Seek his face. Lord, I will seek your face." Jumping down to verse 13. "I am certain that I will see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart be courageous. Wait for the Lord." Have you ever thought about all of the things that take place in our sanctuaries? Our sanctuaries house worship on the weekends, obviously. They house weddings, they house baptisms, they house funerals, youth group, maybe recitals, worship practice, and sometimes meetings. There was a Wednesday when I was working at our Oak Hill campus, and we had a funeral there in the morning. We filmed First Communion content in the afternoon, and in the evening, we had a youth group. And I think that these three things capture what we do as church workers. We mourn with those who mourn. We educate people on faith and the sacraments, and we get to laugh and have fun with the next generation. And sometimes all of these things happen over the course of one day. And if I'm being honest with you, which I hope and I think that I can, when all of that happens as frequently as it does, it can be exhausting. We spend our day-to-day in the trenches with people. We are existing in multiple seasons at once. Like, for instance, it is Lent, but you are also probably thinking about Easter services. Maybe you are planning vacation Bible schools. Maybe you're getting ready for summer mission trips. And all of these are happening while, if you live in Minnesota, it is cold outside and there is snow on the ground. And our day-to-day is so busy, and especially in the season of Lent, is so busy that we forget to take a step back and take time and just be. And so our sanctuaries, they house a lot of things. But what we sometimes forget is that our sanctuaries are just that, a sanctuary. These are spaces that are peaceful and calming. And it's like the part of the psalm that I just read, where it says, "The thing that we desire is to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of our lives." And sometimes when life feels like a lot, when my schedule is full, when ministry is just nonstop, there are times when I need to take a break and go and sit in our sanctuary. And so whichever campus I'm at, I'll go in and I'll just sit in the sanctuary. Maybe I'll pray, but I just sit. And often I think that we are so focused on doing, of planning the next event, writing the next devotion, finding the volunteer to fill this space, that we forget to take a step back and be. That we forget that we are called to seek God in his house. That we're so focused on telling other people to do that we forget that we should do the same. And so in the season of Lent, when things are busy, when all of the things feel like a lot, I want to challenge you to take a step back, go into your sanctuary, and just be. Reflect on what you need to reflect on, pray about what you need to pray about. But take a step back and realize that God is with you, that God is for you, and that you have permission to just be. Let's pray. God, I thank you that you have called us into ministry. I thank you that you have equipped us and encouraged us to walk alongside the people we get to walk alongside. But God, I pray in the midst of the busy, in the midst of the hurry, in the midst of everything, remind us that you call us to be, that you call us to sit at your feet and take in all of the things that we need to take in. So God, in this Lenten season, remind us that we're journeying to the cross along with the people we serve. And that we need to take a step back and realize what your son's sacrifice on the cross meant for us too. Be with us in this season. Give us rest when we need rest. And thank you for being the God who is bigger than death. In your name we pray. Amen.